Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. I mean that sincerely. It's always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. And when I say be part of the solution, what I mean by that is, it'll get you, you know, you've been through this with me a million times. Get your facts straight, get your story down, and put it out there. Don't be afraid to say anything. Really that simple. Right? Stick it right back to them. You don't have to be a jerk about it. I tend to be at times, but you don't have to be. And don't let them get away with it. That's the big deal. Don't let them get away with it. Anyway, 855, like I said, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You heard it today in a significant ruling. A Colorado Democrat judge overseeing a lawsuit aimed at removing former President Donald Trump's name from the 2024 presidential ballot, he's rejected the challenge. The judge has further instructed the Secretary of State to ensure that Trump's name appears on the 2024 election ballot and like, you know, don't screw up because I'll put you in jail. That's what I mean. They want to play all the little games they can play. What are they so afraid of? Do they not trust the American people? Come on, let that sink in. I mean, how often did we hear, right, from Nancy Pelosi, who knew that the whole thing was rigged? How often do we hear from her, "No, I trust the American people. They'll know what to vote for, I'm sure." That was shortly after calling her they used to call them blue collar workers, right? And then what did she start calling them? Come on. Low information voters. Right? I love it. They're just so inconsistent. And they don't see it. Not for themselves anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you have seen those? Raise your hands, because I can see you through my cameras. How many of you guys have seen the videos, even a lot of the short videos that have already been released, on what was going on January 6th? And truly, what went through, you know, the halls of you know, the Capitol? When you look and see it, those people are not raiding the Capitol. They're being invited in. Doors are being unlocked. And they're doing fist bumps with each other, with the police and them. Right? You got to think this thing through. You got to, instead of opening your mouth and blaming Trump right away, start looking at the videos and tell me. Right? Start looking at all of those and tell me what you truly think. And the guy that had to know about all this had to. Is Bill Barr. He knew about Biden's crimes. He hid those. right? He hid Hunter Biden's laptop. He knew what went down on January 6th. So I sit there and say to you, you know what, when Trump gets in, he better hire an aggressive AG who once and for all will go after these people, put them all in the same darn row in prison. I'm not joking, I'm serious. It's time for this crap to stop. And the only way you're going to stop this stuff is if people start paying for it. That's why one of Trump's biggest mistakes was who he hired as AG from day one, number one, and not going after Hillary Clinton. Those are some real big mistakes of his. So, you know, again, I hope to God that he doesn't choose, he doesn't listen to the wrong people again. He doesn't do this, sorry, but this stupid stuff again. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm breathing. You know, that's a good question for you. Somebody just, do you think Bill Barr is a traitor? You have to ask. And then the other things I'd love to know, or I'd love to see, as these videos start coming out. You know, Chuck Schumer's calling them a scam. Chuck Schumer has always said that they were phony. These are security cam videos that are from the Capitol. I mean, seriously. I find all this stuff, again, not surprised. And anybody who is, there's something wrong with you. Right? Not surprised that it's going down this road. We wouldn't, at this point, I wouldn't expect anything different. Look at the Palestinians or the Hamas people. Look at what they're doing. None of them are going to jail, right? Come on, think this through. We just talked about a woman that committed the same exact crime that Hunter Biden did. And she's going to jail, he's not. Why is that? Because there is a two-tiered system. Whether you want to hear it or not, there's a two-tiered system. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break.
Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call it if you want. Or send me the emails like you do, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If you hop up online, we have apps in the Apple Store and in the, what's the other place? Google Play Store, whatever it's called. And we have apps there where you can actually listen to the show. You can watch the show. You can get involved in the chat room there. You can send messages. You can actually call directly to the show through the app. So it's really that simple. All right. The we're going to get to a couple, a lot of the January 6th stuff that come out. It's just a wealth of information that we were never given. Right? It's just, there's so much going on, so much that was hidden. Now, here's the funny thing about it. We all knew about it. We talked about it. And nobody wanted to hear it. We were called fools and conspiracy theorists. Every single one of them. I mean, seriously. Anyway, it is really interesting to watch this stuff go down and still have them deny all this. And then breaking news tonight, is top Hamas leader, Ahmed Bahar, remember the guy that called for the annihilation of the Jews? Worldwide, not just in his backyard. Well, you know what the Bible says about protecting the Jews and not protecting the Jews? He was killed after being hit by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. Now, when you see who's being killed and what's going down in Gaza, you will see that the majority of these hits are right on, spot on. They're not killing a multitude of civilians, as you're being told. And some of the video that's being released from Gaza, secretly released, you're seeing more and more and more that it's the, you know, Hamas are the ones keeping their people there and causing them to die. So you don't hear that because them young people in our country, have been so bullpucky by these leftist professors that there's nothing there. There's nothing for them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. Get involved, get engaged. When you start to see, and I hope you go out and look at it. I'm not telling you to sit there for 14,000 hours, whatever it was. This is not what I'm talking about. Grab bits and pieces of it. Right? I mean, grab bits and pieces of it. Look at it. Come to your own conclusion. You know, cover up the commentary if you need to. But it's one of the best ways to do this. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Just amazing. One of the videos was taken by Nancy Pelosi's daughter. I don't know if you guys remember that. Remember, she just so happened to be there. Just so happened to be there. filming what was going to be some kind of documentary. Right? Now, she filmed talking about the January 6th being a joke. Now, you'll find this. I'll try to pull it up and put it in our library here, but you find out almost 3 minutes into it. Pelosi says the shaman did nothing. Yeah, and just imagine her talking, right? What did the shaman do? He just stood there. And almost 5 minutes in, after the Democrats lose the House, then they get rid of the committee. People may lose, I think, interest. No one's going to care after the Democrats are out of power and you can take Biden out of office. Then who cares? A little further into the conversation, 15, 20 minutes later, she says, D.C. is a lot of people who work for the government. I don't think they're sympathetic. If you got it moved, change the child jurisdiction from D.C., you'd totally get off. And she giggles at that point. And almost 7 minutes into this, she said, if there was an insurrection, you were supposed to have a plan. It was the sorriest insurrection in history, she says. Hello? This is the Speaker of the House. And 8 minutes in, she says, well, time's going to remember January 6th differently. Media needs stuff to fill. You're going to be able to laugh about this one day. And 15 minutes into it, Pelosi talks about, ready for this, her friendship with Gavin McInnes. And she laughs at the notion that the Proud Boys are white supremacists. So I got to say to you, all these are her voice. It's her on the video. I know some of you Dems are secretly listening because you like to catch me and stuff. But I'm going to throw it in your face now. You were quick to call Trump a liar all the time. Here you've got a woman happy at the damage that was done to your capital. Set up part of the insurrection, quote-unquote, what they're calling it. I don't call it one. She had something to do with this. Shouldn't she be made to speak to it, to defend herself? Anybody home? Is this mic on? You know, and when you look at these videos, I mean a multitude of them, not just one or two, start perusing all of them. And just like that, you're going to see the J6 committee, this whole narrative, it falls apart, and it shows you what a bunch of liars they were. Right? 855 Real Joe. 855. It's infuriating because these people have suffered for years. Right? Suffered for years. And there's no reason for it. Absolutely none. But nobody really, again, nobody cares. So you need to be the one that cares. You need to be the one to make the noise. You need to be the one that steps up and change and make a difference. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I know you heard about this. Vince Ritchie was coming back to his L.A. home on a quiet evening when two robbers jumped his wall, pointed guns at his chest, but they weren't ready for what was about to happen. He had his own gun. Oh, but that wasn't important. What was important was they suspended his carry license. Yeah, amazing. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spraying through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That marks a slightly over 2% increase from last year. The forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since 2000. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the place, but I can't help it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. I appreciate your time with me being on the air, whether it's on the chat room, on the air, listening through your online apps, wherever you listen to. I appreciate your time with me. You know, remember when Trump said, they're sending us the worst, right? They're sending us their criminals, their this, their that. Now, some of us with two brain cells that actually work, we knew he didn't mean that 100% of the people coming over the border we're bad people. We knew that. Right? But think of all the MS-13 gang members that came over. Think of all the gang members that came over. Think of all the criminals that were released that came over. And then we find out today that a 37-year-old illegal immigrant, Salo Cardosa, he was convicted of raping a 5-year-old in Brazil. He's now been found living in Martha's Vineyard. In 2019, he was sentenced in Brazil to serve 14 years in prison for raping that child. After the conviction, Cardoso decided to flee the United States by crossing illegally at the southern border. He was undetected. Border Patrol never stopped. Remember I said to you, we don't know how many we haven't caught. International authorities eventually alerted ICE that Cardoso may be in the U.S., and they eventually found him living in Martha's Vineyard. He's currently in ICE custody waiting to be deported back to Brazil. Thank you, Biden administration. They're letting these people, we don't know if they're vaccinated, they're not vaccinated, they're on drugs, they're not on drugs, they were killers, they were not killers. It's just amazing. And they don't care. They don't seem to care. All right, somebody asked me, and I'm just going to say unequivocally yes. I think if Trump takes office and he gets too many people, he gets the right people involved, I think every one of those FBI agents that was involved should be arrested. I think Barr should be arrested. I think anybody who knew about this and didn't speak up and was part of it needs to go to, we need to build a special prison just for them. Right? Let's get Joe Arpaio back. Let's put these guys in, remember? Pink underwear. Give them bologna and cheese sandwiches for lunch. We need to get back to that. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate your time, that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're doing the right thing. I mean that sincerely. You know, and again, it's really funny how, I'm sorry, again, I know I'm all over the place. It's really funny how you've got Governor Nuisance, actually Governor Liar, out there running around. You know, today he claimed that Tennessee has a new law. I don't know what it is. You can't be gay in town. Whatever. He's just being stupid about it. And even the stuff he says makes no sense. How do you buy into it? How do people on the left with two brain cells at work buy into it? And then I've seen more reports about this L.A. dad that was stripped of a firearm permit after confronting these masked intruders. They had a gun on him. He had a wife and a little baby in the house. Yeah, throw me in jail because I'm not giving up. But they're trying to say that the reason they pulled his permit is he yelled at cops. What was he yelling at the cops? Was he yelling, "I put the gun down"? What was he yelling? In an NRA video, now I don't want to put down the NRA, but where are they on this? Why don't they have this would be a great case to defend. Anyway, he defended his $2 million home, his family, including his 5-month-old child, against these attackers. He says, after defending my home, my family, and my 5-month-old, California says, you didn't have a right to defend yourself. And yelling at when did he yell at the cops? Right after it happened? You don't think his blood is pumping? I mean, for real? Somebody just sent me a note. Joe, I've watched a little over 6 hours. God, I feel bad for you. I watched a little over 6 hours of the J6 videos. Yeah, haven't found any violence yet. Just amazing. Oh, and this one, terrible. Has anybody seen this before with any other country? In California, when Xi Jinping showed up there, we had American military soldiers holding a Chinese flag. How do you do that? How do you ask them to do that? It's just amazing to me. It is so disheartening at times, isn't it? Anyway, since we're on the thing of them lying all the time, trying to drive stuff home that just isn't true, do you guys remember when Obama called Benghazi a wild conspiracy theory? Remember all that? He went on to say, how about let's put his butt atop of that roof with six of your buddies. Right, with people on the ground shooting at you, let somebody have you pee and crap your pants. It's funny how some of these squishy lefties have no problem putting your life on the line to save their sorry behinds. Just, again, just amazing. They got to stop beating on our military. These are the guys that are going to, and these are the guys you're going to expect to protect you, from the rain. Right? Remember, did anybody see that? Really? 85, I know. I get stuck on this stuff. Because it is that important to me. I get stuck on this stuff. What they do to our veterans, what they do to our true Americans, is just disgusting. What's her name? Greta Thunberg? Thunberg. She, this little peach, now is being nixed by many, many, many of the countries, many of the leaders, right? Looking at them and saying, you're looking at her and saying, you know what? She's a nothing. She's a no one. All right? She was put up to this. She really doesn't believe this. Just amazing. And I told you, things will start to crack. right? Seriously. You'll start to see more and more people step up, I hope, and try to change things. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too. Somebody just said, everyone in the January 6th subcommittee should be expelled from Congress. They lied. They manipulated. They did what they did to steal votes, to make certain people look bad. They did do that. There's no question about it. I haven't checked this story out. Some of you can help me out with this. Who has just talked about rolling out the global health certificate? It will list vaccinations to who decides are needed for you to travel. They'll be attached to your digital ID and eventually your carbon, ready for this one, your carbon allocation. That's right. You're going to be told, oh, you flew too much. You can't buy another ticket. You realize it's getting to that point. They're tracking every single thing you do. Everything. And if you don't think they're going to start getting any case, they're doing it with companies already. If you don't think that they're already watching where you're going, what you're doing, what you're paying for, what you're not paying for, then you're out of your mind. You're not paying attention. You're really just not paying attention. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Yeah, I'm still really taken back and miffed by seeing that American soldier with the Chinese flag in his hand. I mean, would any of you, I would love to hear from a vet. Send me an email if you don't want to come on the air. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. If you're a commanding officer, and I realize that you're supposed to do everything they tell you to do, right? But he handed you a flag from another country and said, here, you're going to hold this? What would you say to him? What could you say to him? Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution here. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me, very much so. And again, just do something. Get informed, jump on that issue, and do something with it, okay? Anyway, Stacey Abrams, well, is kind of sort of back in the news, as well as she should be. Yeah, she can't stay away from it all. The brother-in-law of former gubernatorial candidate out of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, is a Democrat. And he's been arrested in Florida on charges of human trafficking, battery, and lewd in touching of a minor, according to the Office of the State Attorney. Jimmy Gardner, a youth motivational speaker. Oh, God, this is sad. Think about how many kids he's been in front of. Right? I mean, really? Do they check these people out or what? It's disgusting. Anyway, Right, the, where was I? Oh, yeah. He's facing charges of human trafficking as well. He's scheduled to face a judge in court in Tampa. I think it's over the weekend. Tampa police say that the incident occurred early Friday morning at the Renaissance Hotel in the International Plaza. 57-year-old Jimmy Gardner allegedly engaged in sexual acts with a 16-year-old girl before assaulting her during an altercation. God, I love this. The Gardner allegedly met the minor at 1:45 in the morning. He invited her into his hotel. Where was she at 1:45 in the morning? He invited her to the hotel room where she accepted before offering to pay for her sex. The victim initially agreed, but later told Gardner that she no longer wanted to engage, and he became angry. Gardner advised the victim that she needed to leave his hotel room. The two got involved in a verbal altercation that escalated into a physical dispute after Gardner placed his hands around the victim's necks. After the dispute, Gardner left the hotel, and the victim called 911. You know, this is where these creeps are all over the place. I don't know, because I know somebody could say, "Well, I'm blaming it on her." I'm not blaming it on her, but how do we get our daughters to understand that, you know, don't, even if it seems innocent enough, don't agree to meet a guy in his hotel room. You're right, or in a place where there's not a lot of activity happening. I mean, in all sincerity, I've got two daughters. I warned them against stuff like this all the time. I warned them against leaving their drinks. Matter of fact, I talked about this once before. And I actually had some of the lunatics on the left write me emails to say I was blaming my daughter, or setting up my daughter, I guess, to be taken advantage of, when in reality what I was saying to her was, you don't leave your drink alone because there's creeps out there. And you don't know what they're going to put in your drink while you're not watching. Right? So again, they're against you protecting the kids. They don't want to protect the kids by any stretch of the imagination. And anything you do to try to protect the kids, you're just being a misogynist and or. It's ridiculous. I couldn't play the clip earlier on Rappaport because there's no clean version of it. I don't know him that well. Not one of my favorites. I know he's a comedian. He admitted that voting for former President Trump in 2024 is on the table for him. You know, unless the Biden administration can get the current rash of anti-Semitism across the country under control. Ain't going to happen. They don't care. They're not even going to try. Now, Rappaport, who is well known for his explicit anti-Trump rants, he made a stunning admission during his podcast this week. During the episode, the comedian broke into a passionate rant about the current plight of Israel and his struggle against Hamas. He railed about the just the barbarity of it all. Truly what a terror group that they were. Right? Its attacks that committed Israel last month, and its treatment of the Palestinian people as well. You know, it's funny because we're not getting the full story about what's going on over there. I get that. Rappaport also took direct aim at pro-Palestinian leftists in America. I don't blame him. He ripped the anti-Semitism, stating the openly anti-Jewish comments online, ripping down posters, you know, blanking the Jews, Hitler this, and he just went on and on and on. He went on a real tirade. I can't clean it all up. After railing against the anti-Jewish hatred in America, he went on to claim that if the Biden administration doesn't get it under control, voting for Trump might be an option. I've had conversations with some of my friends, and if it comes down to the pig, blankety blank Trump, and smoking Joe Biden, I'm sorry, I'm voting for the pig. Good, I'll take the pig vote. He continues saying, I'll still call him a slob, and I'll still call him a pig, but I'm sure he'll get the situation under control. Isn't that amazing? I love this stuff. I love when you hear these people say, well, I know Trump will do a better job, but I hate him. Wow. That's like saying, look, I'm going to, you know, the surgeon, the heart surgeon, he's the best heart surgeon on the planet. But man, His attitude sucks. I don't like the way he talks to people. So I'm just going to take the next student that comes out of heart surgery school. The intern. It's ridiculous. And it's the hate that does it. Can you see what the hate does to people? And by the way, this guy's known for ripping on conservative legislators on a regular basis. Right? And now that he's, you know, he's always been in line with the Jewish people. He's always been a supporter of the shooter. Now he's in trouble. Because he's got to sit there and look at the actual people that he claims that he supports, or he's part of, or he aligns with. But these people aren't helping out the Jewish community at all. Now, last month, he went off on Rashida Tlaib. He went off on Omar. AOC. Right? He wrote on Twitter, take down the blanking bull blank that you blanking Jew haters put up. You hate the Jews. You've always hated the Jews. It's been one of your agendas. Well, then why do you promote this party that you know hates the Jews? Why do you promote the party and give money to a party that's going to help people get elected who hate the Jews? It has to be a mental illness. He spoke at the March for Israel rally this week. He told the crowd that Jewish people around the world have seen it all. He said, we've heard it all. Israel is not going anywhere. Right? And to those people that aren't with us right now, you will thank us later. I agree with him. I think he's 100% right on. We don't know. I mean, I got emails from some of you. You weren't hateful, but you definitely had a negative tone. Joe, you don't know what the Jews are like. Yes, I do. I very much do. I went to school with Jewish kids, it was great. I went to an all-boys Jewish camp every summer for a couple summers in a row. Do you know why? Because my mom was a well-known hairdresser in Boston. And most of her clientele were Jews. Was there a difference? No. I played with their kids. I didn't know any difference. Right? We didn't go, ooh, that's a little Catholic boy. Now, there was a joke at the camp, which I was okay with. I thought, you know, even then I thought it was funny. But, you know, the little secret was I was the only Catholic boy at the time. There was at the all-Jewish boys summer camp. But I had a ball. I didn't know the difference. Right? I think we went to temple. But to me, it was like going to church. And maybe that makes the difference. Maybe I haven't had any kind of real negative. Have I been screwed by Jews? Oh, yeah. I've been screwed by Christians. I've been screwed by white folks, black folks, Hispanics. Right? I mean, there's hate in every group. There are jerks in every group. There are thieves in every group. There are thugs in every group. You already know this stuff. The problem is that some of you are afraid to call it out. Call it out. Don't be afraid of it. It's ridiculous to be afraid of it. Until we get as openly strong as they are, until we decide to open our mouths and put openly, loudly, like they do, openly and loudly push back against them, yeah, then accept it. Shut up and accept it. Because if you're allowing it, remember, you don't speak against it, then you're for it. That simple. All right, guys, listen. Take it easy over the weekend. Don't do anything stupid, right? Make sure that you got your facts straight. If some of you are taken off and you're not going to listen to the show for a while, on Thanksgiving Day, don't instigate a conversation. But do not let the fools get away with lies, in all honesty. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great weekend.